From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. It's been a busy weekend for the three leading presidential candidates. Republican Senator John McCain spoke to GOP governors at a dinner in Washington, D.C. last night. He touted states' rights and got a warm reception from the governors, some of whom may turn up on his list of possible vice presidential running mates. On the Democratic side, fireworks of sorts as a furious Senator Hillary Clinton lit into Senator Barack Obama in Cincinnati, Ohio, saying his campaign literature spread lies about her positions.
Shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public.
Here to talk about this potential new tone in the Democratic campaign is our correspondent, David Green. Welcome, David.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. Let's start with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama at the Texas debate a few nights ago. I mean, both candidates started out being civil and polite, but then it got a lot more testy when Senator Clinton accused Senator Obama of plagiarism. And yesterday she came out even harder. First, let's listen to another excerpt.
Enough with the speeches and the big rallies and then using tactics that are right out of Karl Rove's playbook. This is wrong. And every Democrat should be outraged.
Ouch. Playbook, Karl Rove. This is pretty hot rhetoric. What happened here?
Yeah, and it was just a few days after that Texas debate when Clinton and Obama really seemed to be friendly on the stage together. You know, the Clinton campaign says this was a moment on the campaign trail where Hillary Clinton was working a rope line after an event in Cincinnati, and a woman brought these flyers from the Obama campaign up to her, and Hillary Clinton looked over them and thought about it and decided she just wanted to go out and show a lot of anger about them. Now, whether this is some new tone, it's not clear. I think what we can say is the Clinton campaign right now is feeling like they just have to find a way to change the narrative of the campaign. I mean, all the stories are Barack Obama, his momentum, his captivating many people in states across the country. If there's a day when Hillary Clinton can change the storyline to how her opponent is characterizing her positions on issues like trade, like health care, while there is certainly a risk of seeming negative, if the issues become the news, then I think the Clinton campaign feels like they've accomplished something.
Senator Obama denied Senator Clinton's allegations and called her anger tactical. I mean, this is a campaign, but tell us more about his response yesterday.
Yeah, Barack Obama also suggested that, you know, he's gotten his own share of attacks from the Clinton campaign on issues like health care, that the Clinton campaign has attacked him and said that his health care plan would leave 15 million people out. He says that's not telling the whole truth about his program. And so he's suggesting this is just the normal politics during a heated campaign. And he said that Hillary Clinton got somewhat exercised and perhaps that it was tactical. So I think he wants to suggest this is not an issues debate. This was a moment when Hillary Clinton, perhaps at a time when she's not doing well, had to come out and find something to do to change the message.
Okay, another debate in Cleveland face to face. Can we expect more of this toughness?
It's hard to say because, Leanne, when we've seen the toughness come out in the debates, one in South Carolina, one in Texas the other night, when the tone has gone negative, when Hillary Clinton attacked Barack Obama, suggesting that he plagiarized in some of his speeches, you know, you heard boos from the crowd, and the reaction didn't seem that good. So I think we're going to have to see. It's dangerous to go negative in a debate, but Hillary Clinton certainly at a time when she has to take some risks. And I think what we may see is the Clinton campaign watching to see the reaction from voters, who, of course, are the ones who get the final say about her move yesterday. You know, the Cincinnati Inquirer, I took a look at their website this morning. Their headline on the website was Clinton Rips Obama. So let's see what the reaction is. And I stay out of the business of predicting how voters are going to respond. I learned that lesson in New Hampshire when Clinton had a moment where she teared up a bit at an event, and a lot of the analysis in the beginning was that this was a bad moment for her. You know, a lot of voters said they really connected with her, and that's why they supported her on primary day. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, primary day is March 4th in Ohio, in Texas. You're reading the headlines in Ohio, or you're hearing anything about Texas? Because, I mean, these are two states that the Senator Clinton felt pretty good about after Super Tuesday, but things have changed. Polls have narrowed.
The polls have narrowed, and I think that the Clinton campaign fighting very hard, feeling like their economic message will work in Ohio, but the polls have tightened. Texas, they feel like they need to turn out the Hispanic vote. We'll have to see. Obama does very well once he lands in places, but there are states like Massachusetts, like California, where the polls tightened, but Hillary Clinton pulled out a victory. So we'll just have to wait and see.
NPR's David Green on the campaign trail. David, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Leanne.